Forbidden Places, The Doctor, by Vanessa Salt, narrated by Lily Ward. There are just a bunch of older people here. Some senior men look like they are well past their expiration dates, clutching to their canes or walkers. There are older ladies with bad breath, some with ill-fitted dentures, and even some with fuzzy chins. Last but not least, they are the incessant talkers. They are in desperate need for company. Those bastards say, "Hello," and "How are you?" to every single person they pass, even to those who mark their disinterest. Holding up your phone to cover most of your face is a clear sign, at least to me. Besides, one doesn't just talk to strangers like that. Not here in Uppsala, not in Stockholm either, for that matter. Isn't that some sort of thing you only do abroad? Agda. Is there an Agda here? A woman in a classic white coat peeks her head into the waiting room. Glasses, a short haircut. She looks like she has been working here for way too long. Perhaps she once had ambitions, wished to go to work at a real hospital, but then got stuck here at the care center. I guess a lot of people do. Thank God for my office job that doesn't require me to look at people's asses and open wounds all day. I sigh and shift in my creaking chair. Had my phone not been dead, I would have had a lot more fun, but now I have no choice but to sit and observe. Like one of those crazy people you hate sitting next to because they sit so close and follow your every move. I guess they don't have anything better to do. Two Agdas get up, and the doctor has to sort things out and ask one of them to retake her seat. Oh, the drama. I reach for my bag to check the time, but then I remember. The phone. Fuck. When one Agda was escorted out of the waiting room, another doctor enters. I stare at him. Really stare. Can doctors really be that attractive? His hair alone is dark and messy, as if he just stepped out of a summer storm. Does he not brush it? Or does it stand on end no matter what he tries to do about it? Either way, it looks crazy hot. And the stubble, too. I'm sure it would feel rough against my hand. God, I want to touch it. Cassandra, get it together. You remember what happened the last time you tried to flirt with a doctor? Julia's dare. The tingling feeling in my body, I remember flashing my flirtiest smile, pulling down the neckline of my tank top just above my breasts, and swaying my hips a little bit too much. The plan was to make the doctor kiss me. A proper makeout was not obligatory. Julia was waiting for me in the waiting room. It was the most embarrassing thing that has ever happened to me. The doctor was squeezing my breast. I had, of course, made up a story about feeling a lump, and while he was prodding them, I put my hand against his cheek and... No, too painful to think about. I can't believe I thought I could pull that off. So vain. Doctors are professionals. It is about as likely that they would make a move on a patient as me dragging a colleague into the copy room at my office. It's probably illegal, too. All the fun things are. Cassandra.